The title of this article is Afraid of a Misinformation. The feds are here to help. The subtitle is If you thought that the COVID-era attacks on free speech were bad, you better prepare yourself for what's coming next. In many ways, there has been a return to normalcy after the tumultuous years of the pandemic. Kids are in school. Restaurants are open. Masking and social distancing have largely dissipated. But one aspect of the COVID era shows no signs of disappearing. The attack on free speech represented by the crusade against so-called misinformation. Even though the COVID pandemic is over, public health authorities are brainstorming ways to more effectively censor ideas that they don't like. We must stand against these overtures towards authoritarianism. This is all happening quite openly. Just last month, several scientists from the CDC published a paper in The Lancet Public Health titled, Beyond Misinformation, Developing a Public Health Prevention Framework for Managing Information Ecosystem. And just how will the information ecosystem be managed? In this paper, CDC scientists propose a prebunking that is, exposing individuals to common manipulation techniques to preemptively inform them of how they could be misinformed in the future. This is the brainchild of Cambridge University-based scientist Sander van der Linden, about whom our founder Rob Verkerk, PhD, has written extensively this week. The authors also endorse a platform-based friction intervention to prevent disfavored content from being viewed or shared too widely. This seems to be a euphemism for shadow banning. Finally, a regulatory and legal interventions are recommended in which legislators, medical boards, or professional associations are encouraged to take disciplinary measures against health professionals who spread misinformation. There is a double layer of hypocrisy at work here. First, it's interesting to be lectured to about misinformation in the pages of The Lancet. When there was a frenzy among the medical establishment to prove that hydroxychloroquine was ineffective for COVID, it was The Lancet that published two papers that were hailed at the time as the nail in the coffin of hydroxychloroquine. It turned out these papers were based on fraudulent data from Surgisphere, leading to retractions. Didn't you know? It's only a misinformation when someone is questioning the diktats imposed by public health authorities. Just shut up and take your shots. We're just following the science. Which brings us to the CDC. How many times did their health authorities get it wrong during the pandemic? The CDC and the FDA bungled the pandemic response from the very beginning, blocking early and widespread testing with needless red tape. We were told that novel mRNA vaccines for COVID-19 were safe and effective, claims that were suspect then and, with the accumulation of more data, have been shown to be patently false. More on this below. We were told that the vaccines offered better protection than natural immunity, despite substantial evidence to the contrary. We were told that masks prevented transmission. The list goes on. Health authorities used every tool at their disposal to try to railroad people into getting the COVID vaccines, instigating witch hunts against those who dared to question the science, ethics, or wisdom of trying to vaccinate our way out of the pandemic. Not only did their propaganda mislead, it also harmed a great deal of people. This fact was driven home by a new study of COVID-19 vaccine safety using data from 99 million vaccinated individuals. After interrogating the data, the authors conclude that their analysis confirmed pre-established safety signals for myocarditis, pericarditis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. Other potential safety signals that require further investigation were identified. Experts who reviewed the study have commented that the truth is likely worse in terms of the rate of adverse events from COVID-19 vaccination. An honest conversation rooted in the science would have meant communicating to large subsets of the population, like those who were already healthy or younger, that the risks of certain serious adverse events outweigh the meager benefit they would derive from getting vaccinated, dramatically shifting the risk/benefit calculation. But to point out this simple yet vitally important truth is a surefire way to get yourself branded as a purveyor of a misinformation worthy of censorship, or, if you're a practitioner, to lose your license. Is this the world we want to live in? This is why our Free Speech for Health campaign is so critical. Big tech platforms have wholly bought into the false notion that truthful health information solely emanates from major health authorities like the NIH or the WHO, mirroring YouTube's medical misinformation policy. Find out why signing our petition is crucial and learn how to amplify our campaign and resources through your networks. This is vital as we, alongside other advocates of alternative viewpoints, confront severe censorship and shadow bans. Excitingly, we've already garnered support from 16 organizations, including Dr. Merle Nestor to Freedom and Robert F. Kennedy's Children's Health Defense. We cannot let the government and their lackey silence dissent under the guise of controlling a misinformation. If the COVID era taught us anything, it's that we need to retain our ability to engage critically with the world around us, not blindly follow the one-size-fits-all commands of the medical establishment. Please sign our petition below if you haven't already and share it widely in your networks.